We humans spend lifetimes keeping up traditions built around home and family. But what happens when your home and family are no more? In this morning's Sense of Community segment on local traditions, we're transporting you to the annual holiday party in the Kabul Nursing Home in Kabul, Missouri. It takes place each year about a week before Christmas. Four rows of residents, all in wheelchairs or scooters, are watching staff members act out the 12 days of Christmas. Lori Ebert is the director of nursing. She says at least half of the 47 residents here have moderate to severe memory loss due to Alzheimer's disease or other types of dementia.
We have probably about 30-40% that have family that doesn't come during this time of the year. And it's important that they realize that we all feel they're very important.
Even when residents no longer recall the names of their family members, Ebert says there's one figure they tend to recognize at this event.
You should see their face when they see Santa. That right there says it all to me. They know who Santa is. They know what Santa is all about.
What's in it?
I don't know. You have to.
On this day, Santa and Mrs. Claus are handing out gifts. And most residents sing along to the classic holiday carols. Traditions like this one comfort the residents, Ebert says, even after the peripheral details grow hazy.
I'll soon be 89 years old.
One of the residents with a strong memory is Pauline Northcutt. She taught in a one-room schoolhouse in Alice, Missouri, near the incorporated community of Ben Davis in rural Texas County. And she can still recall in vivid detail past Christmas traditions, including a necklace she got in the 1930s. She was about 6 years old, she says.
And it had three little pink elephants, and that was the best Christmas I ever had. I know that necklace came from the dime store, but it was really something. And my sister got one just like it, only her elephants were blue. So naturally, I thought mine was the prettiest.
She remembers the smells and tastes from her mother's kitchen.
Well, we had always had mushroom soup with pork chops smothered in mushroom soup. That was one of my favorites. Brown beans and just different things. And my mother was such a good hand at making pies. She made the pies.
What was her favorite pie, or what was your favorite?
Mincemeat. A good mincemeat. But you know how this you buy is not like homemade mincemeat.
As an adult, Northcutt's tradition was to make a nice meal with her husband, Ken, a World War II veteran of the Navy.
And that seems like such a short time ago, though. You know, I miss him so much. We had about 60 years of real good marriage. This sounds boastful, but we built a new home, and I had a new home and new furniture, and of course had to have an estate sale, and everything went just like hotcakes. That's what's sad, when you give up all you've worked on it, you know, but I think God gives us precious memories.
And she acknowledges that even those memories, which are really all she says she has left, are fading.
It's hard for me to remember just how, you know, years and days, months, how long Ken's been gone, and how long my parents have been gone. I've lost all my family members, and I can tell my memory is slipping.
The couple didn't have children, and her husband passed away a few years ago, so her traditions are all here now, like this holiday party. Her therapist tells her to attend these activities as a way to keep grounded, to keep her mind sharp.
And I figure I'm going to live here the rest of my life. I've lost all my family. So Christmas, I've enjoyed this.
And Lori Ebert says the facility is always starting new traditions, like the memory tree, an evergreen standing in the lobby.
The residents that pass away throughout the year, we put their names on an ornament. We have a memorial service the first Friday of December.
According to the Alzheimer's Association, it may comfort a loved one with dementia to build on past traditions and memories, like singing old carols, watching a familiar holiday movie, or browsing through old photo albums together. I'm Jennifer Moore.